Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday tradition for 26 years, and this is your hour with an electrician. If you've got an electric dilemma at your house, now would be a great chance to get online at 1-888-767-4348. Real quick, before we go to callers, I want to continue a conversation we were having last break. We're here with John Bolenbaugh and John Berg. Is it Berg?
Yep.
Berg.
Yes.
How did you pronounce it, though? You pronounce it differently.
It's Norwegian. It's a Berg.
Berg. We'll stick with Berg today.
Yes.
Right? Okay. The John and John from the Mighty Electricians, Rosie Certified Electrical Service Providers in the Maricopa County area. I'm talking about now moving in, having the courage to go into your junction box, where the electrical device is located, where the receptacle or the switch is located. The junction box, of course, is that box behind the sheetrock.
Yes.
It's anchored to
nailed onto the stud
that holds the actual device.
Yes, and okay. Keeps all the wires contained.
Now, in the newer homes, you'll see those made out of plastic.
Yes.
And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
And in older homes, I recently, to get ready for this show, I went to LeGrand, LEGRAND, LeGrand.com, yes. LeGrand Electrical Devices. Do y'all use many of those?
Occasionally. We typically, if it's specified by a customer, then we will.
Okay.
Typically, no.
You have another brand you like?
Levington
okay.
And Lutron.
Okay. The thing I liked that caught my eye with this particular device is it's a receptacle that has a built-in nightlight. How many times have you got the receptacle and you have to use one of the receptacles to get the little nightlight apparatus plugged in?
Yes. A lot of times, like those bathrooms and other
hallways at night.
Yeah, you have those, and they're just always getting hit and broken by the kids, because that's typically why you have them, or because of kids. But kids run down hallways and break them. So these have become really, really nice for homeowners because of the fact that they can protect themselves.
I don't know what form I filled out or how I got it, but I got one free just in the mail. I thought, well, this looks pretty cool. So I can do this. So I turn the breaker off.
Okay.
I go in the bathroom. I use the tick indicator. Power's off. Take the faceplate off. Take the receptacle out, and I stretch the wire. And, of course, whoever installed it in the 1960s when the house was built gave me not one quarter of an inch more than I needed.
Of course. Can't waste that material.
No. Can't waste it.
And now I'm looking at the junction box. And, John, it's 60s.
Yes.
So it's a metal box.
Yes.
And when we built back then, we took 16-penny nails and we drove them right through the box.
Yes.
So now I look in there and I think, okay, a 5-minute project just turned into a 2-hour project.
Yes. Back in those days, they used some different boxes, and these new devices typically are bigger in diameter because of all the extra components with electronics in them to run all of them.
I'm not going to tell you what I did. Why don't you tell me how you would solve that?
Typically, we would actually change out the whole box. We would rip out. We'd obviously, like you already had the power turned off, we would make sure power is turned off. We would come in and cut a little bit more of the drywall so it helps protect the drywall from damaging it too much. And we pry that old box off. Sometimes we have to get a Sawzall in there and cut it out. Sometimes we can just use a big screwdriver or pry bar and pry it off of the stud. And then we pull the wires out and set up our new cut-in box and put that in. And we can sometimes run a screw in the box, as well as the cut-in boxes have little tabs that you screw in, and the little wings pop out and hold the box up against the drywall.
You don't need the box nailed, because you can't nail it into the stud because the sheetrock's still there.
Yeah, so, and that's the nice thing about the little cut-in boxes. They have little brackets that fold out.
You get that properly anchored to the sheetrock.
Yes.
Now, those blue plastic tabs, can you break those completely off, or are you supposed to leave them in there so they hold the Romex tight?
You should leave them
rats
in place. But it's really hard.
They're really a pain.
They are. They're really hard to keep and get your wires folded, because sometimes you have one coming in the bottom, one coming in the top, or you could have two coming in the top, one going in the bottom.
And you're trying to feed this cutout box into the sheetrock, pull the wire in. That blue tab is keeping you from allowing it to pull in. I just broke them off.
Yeah, and you're trying not to damage the drywall.
That was my suspicion.
Yeah. You're trying not to do all this extra stuff so you don't cause the homeowner more damage in drywall repair, painting, and everything that way. But yeah, it can be troublesome.
Now, in a house as old as mine, I've got the bond wire that's held together with like a little metal clip.
Yes.
Right? It's not
the ground grommet. Yeah.
The ground grommet. It doesn't attach anywhere in the box or anything.
Yep.
So now I've got the dilemma. Okay, what do I do with the green screw on this receptacle and that ground grommet? And how do I get all this put back together so it's safe and sound?
We usually cut the little crimp off.
Yes.
And then we wire
it. Even when the electrician that wired it 50 years ago only left you a quarter of inch extra play.
Yes,
it
very
gets really hard.
You try and pigtail it.
Yeah, they actually have a couple other. They're called quick connects, and you can just stab the wire into it instead of a wire nut, wrapping it or twisting those. That kind of makes it a little easier because you can fit a needle nose to hold the wire and everything.
We're going to need to take a little break here, folks. We'll be right back. Finish talking about installing nightlight receptacles in your bathroom. Your family will love it.
If you're fighting an electrical problem at your house, get on the line now. 1-888-767-4348.